Okay, the Baisai, today's daf is daf Chav Tes. And we're holding five lines from the top of the Amud. And you remember that yesterday we had an exciting discussion about Hilchos Pigel. And we distinguish between Pigel, which is Chutz Lizmanoi, and Chutz Limekhoimoi. Let's remember again, what means Hilchos Pigel? We're talking about that during one of the four avoidos, during the Shechita, or the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Hilocha, or the Zrika, the person that's doing the avoida has in mind that this korban will either be eaten post the proper Zman. Most korbanos, it's only the Yom Valayla, he had in mind to eat it a day later, or by Shlomim, you can eat it Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. He had in mind to eat it on the third day, or he wanted to put it away in the freezer. He's going to leave it for Kiddush, for Shabbos, for a week later. That was his Kavana. He either has to verbalize it, or at least he has to think about it. The Machloik is in the Rishonim, whether we mean really Machshava, that he thinks, or does he actually have to say it. That would be what we call chutz lizmanoi, but it doesn't have to only be achilas odom, you also have achilas mizbeach, meaning every carbon is a portion that you put on the mizbeach, what we call the aymerin, the chalovim. If he had in mind that I'm going to put the chalovim on tomorrow, again, that is chutz lizmanoi, and that makes the carbon pigul. So much so that it makes a pigul that if someone were to eat from that carbon subsequently, even if it was done perfectly, in other words, even if they did the chalav that day, and he ate the carbon that day, but since he had this bad machshava, meaning the one that did the avoida had that bad machshava, it transforms this beautiful carbon into a shtik pigol, and a person who would eat from it, yesh boy kart. And then we had also the chutz limekoymoy, meaning that b'shas they do one of the four avoidas, the one that does the avoida has in mind that they're going to either be makter the aymerin b'chutz, b'chutz means outside the Beis HaMikdash, or he had in mind that he's going to eat the carbon b'chutz. Now, the carbon b'chutz, it depends on the carbon. If you're talking about kodshi kudushim, they have in zinan to eat it outside the Azara. If you're talking about kodshim kalim, they have in zinan to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So even if ultimately they ate it within the Azara, or within Yerushalayim, but since they had that machshav as pigol of chutz limekoymoi, that causes the carbon to become pigol, or as the Mishnah said, posel. Why does the Mishnah use the term posel? Because by chutz limekoymoi, there's no din of kares, there's only a din of a lamb between the shes and the pigol, but there is no kares for someone who ate the pigol. How do we know these dinim of pigul? The emerson, if you look in the Torah Ktoisha, you don't find it beferish. So we had a long drasha of the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, where it says, "Imi ochel ye yochel bayoy mashlishi." Now, really, when you look at the pasuk, you learn ivritach pushup shat. It's mashma that someone ate this carbon when it was already noisar. Then he ochel ye ochel, he ate it when? By Yoy Mashlishi, on the third day. But the Gemara says that cannot be the pshat. It must mean that he had in mind about the third day, not that he actually ate it on the third day. He actually ate it at the proper time. But if he had a machshava to eat it on the third day, that makes it into pickle. And that's the way we learned yesterday in the Gemara. And if you remember, there were two psukim, one pasuk in Parshas Tzav, one pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which the Gemara referred to the Parshas Tzav as the Mikra Aricha, the long pasuk, and the Parshas Kedoshim was the short pasuk. And initially, the Gemara wanted to say that the first pasuk is talking about chutz lizmanoi, and the second pasuk is talking about chutz limekoymoi, but then the Gemara fell away from that, and the final pshat that we had at the tail end of yesterday's Gemara was that the first pasuk is talking both about chutz lizmanoi and chutz limekoymoi. And the way the Gemara learned it was that bayoy mashlishi is referring to the machshava of chutz lizmanoi, and when it says later on in the pasuk, pigul yiyah, that's referring to the chutz limekoymoi. But after we went through that whole limud, we have a problem. What do we do now with the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? L'chayra, we don't need that pasuk. And therefore, we're up to the fifth line at the top of Chavtes. Amalei Papale Rava Lididach Shlishi the Parshas Kedoshim Tiu Maidarshis Pei. The word Shlishi means that pasuk of Himei Ochel Yayochel Bayoyma Shlishi Pigul Hu Lo Yeratze. L'chayra, that pasuk is Ibrik. The way we learned earlier, that pasuk came to tell you chutz l'mekaymai. But now that we learned both chutz l'zmanai and chutz l'mekaymai from the first pasuk in Parshas Tzav, what do I need the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim for? My darshes bay. Every marahumi boile l'makaym shehei mishulosh bedam bebasir ube emurin. That pasuk tells you a special din. The din of, and this is now what we call a detail and hilchus chutz l'mekoymai. We all know that the real mokoym for instance, haktoras emurim is on the mizbeach hachitzon. The real place to go and eat the korban, if it's kodesh kodashim, is inside the azara. What happens if this person wants to be super frum or super krum? What does he want to do? He wants to be makt to the Eimurin inside the Heichel. That's Heichel is much more holy. I'm going to do in the Heichel. I'm going to be makt to the Eimurin. Or I'm going to go and eat the carbon in the Heichel. Now we're not talking about that he actually did it. We're talking about the machshava. The machshava of chutz l'mekaymai. Instead of having in mind to go and be makt outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or to eat outside the Beis HaMikdash. He had in mind to go and eat it and to be makter in the Heichal. That's also chutz l'mekaymai. Does that also cause the carbon to become pigul? Says the Gemara, no. Because the only time it becomes pigul, if it's bayoyim hashlishi, what means shlishi? Makom shei meshulosh bedam bebasar ube'emarin. What does that mean, makom shei meshulosh? So Rashi explains. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah to go and build the Mishkan and to build the Beis HaMikdash, he said you can no longer bring karbonos on a bama the way you used to until now. But way you had it until now, when you had the bama, it was very convenient. Wherever you put that bama up, it was meshulash, you could use it for all three purposes. Number one, you could do the Zrikas Adam on the bama. Number two, you can go and put the Aymrin on the bama. And number three, you could eat the Basar in the Sviva of the bama. You didn't have to. You could eat it really anywhere, because there were no Chutz L'mekaymais when it came to bamais. Fine. And everything was perfect. However, by the Heichal, says the Gemara, there's only the possibility of doing one of those three. What is the one of those three? You can only have Zrika Saddam. When do you have Zrika Saddam inside the Heichel? You have it every single Yom Kippur by the par, the Soir of the Kohen Gadol and of Klal Yisrael. And once in a while, in case there was a par Helem Dovishol Tzibur or par Kohen Mashiach, you had what we call the Chatois HaPnimiois, where you did the Zrika and the Hazor inside the Heichel. Oh, but that's the only time in the year that you do any karbonis inside the Heichel, and then you only do the dam, you don't do the basar, and you don't do the aymerin. The aymerin still go on the mizbeach achitzayin, and the basar by the chatois apenimiois is not eaten, and therefore it goes out michutz l'machne. But the point of the Gemara is, when is there a din of chutz l'mekoymoy? It's got to be on a machshava of a place where at one time there was a heter of dam, basar, and aymerin, all three, which means outside the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you have in mind a chutz l'mekoymoy that you're going to do zrikas adam later on in the Heichal, or be makter Eimerin in the Heichal, or go and eat kabanis in the Heichal, that is not a valid chutz l'mekoymoy machshava. The carbon will not become pigul, and it will not become pasul.
How can you makri, in the makri mechechel, the emorim, there's no mizbeach there. How is it
in the Heichel there is the small mizbeach, the mizbeach hazov, where they used to go and bring every single day the ketoides in the morning and in the afternoon. But you're right, it was a small mizbeach, but you could theoretically use that for being marked to the Eimer. So if he had that machshava chutz l'mekayma, that's not a valid chutz l'mekayma machshava. It does not make it into pickle. Good. Yeah. What's up to Rabbi Kohen?
When you deal with machshava, how does anybody know what a person has in mind?
Oh, very good, Rabbi Kohen. Fake
the
chavun de barakasha.
No. The guys can go deliberately say, "I want to win." You're judging right now, and the person machshava without even knowing. How do you have the
100%? And because of that, there's in fact a machloikus of Rishonim. When we say the word machshava, do we really mean machshava? He only thinks about it. Or does the oived who avoid have to verbalize it? And this shayla was
so
already
that's
asked.
The meiser that you could see itself, but when talking about chavi, sometimes you don't know what he's thinking about what he's going to eat it and so forth and so
sure.
on.
Yeah. So in fact, the toisus at the very beginning of the mesechta, the very first toisus was bothered by Rabbi Cohen's question, and that toisus says, "Ubeperek hamafkid and bav metzia pirashi had the machshava poiselis bekodeshim." Whenever we find the word the machshava passes by kodeshim, ibe dibor hazevach naaseh shaloi lishma. Or you feel the machshava? Are we talking about the dibor? He's got to say it,
okay,
or he's got to think about it. So if he's got to say it, then of course we hear what he said. But what happens if you hold, you only have to do machshava? So we have to have a case where the person confessed, where he is telling us afterwards, Raboisai, Salachti, Ovisi, Pashati, Alchet, that when I brought the carbon this morning, I didn't say anything because I hold like the tzad of toises that you do with machshava, but now I'm verbalizing that in the morning I had a machshava of chutzlum koimai, chutzlum koimai. Oh, you had a machshava of chutzlum koimai? What were you thinking about? I was thinking of going and doing the zrika inside the heichal. No problem, it's not pigol because that's not a valid chutzlum koimai dika machshava. Anyway, Yeshikoya, for giving us the opportunity.
But people late to call them already by the time if he says it past a certain time.
They wouldn't go and they wouldn't do it before the zrika of the dam because before the zrika of the dam you don't have the matir.
The thing is, what if he goes and tells Leo a day later that I had different machshava?
He's a bad guy. He's doing trouble. He's a bad guy. He doesn't deserve shishi. Even though he's a kohen, he doesn't deserve shishi. Anyway. Zukti Maria Zweite. Tapekle mikro kamo. You're telling me that's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu put a second passing in Parish Kedoshim, Yochli Yochab, Yom HaShlishi, to tell us this din of Chutz L'Mekoymai, it's got to be in a Mokoym, which is Mishulash, meaning outside the base of Midrash. That's the Chutz L'Mekoymai. Freiti Mara, Tapekle mikro kamo. When we learn it from the first pasuk, that what does it say in the first pasuk? Him ayachal yayachal mid afki rachmana b'loshin shlishi. In other words, this pasuk repeats itself. Back in Parashat Tzav, we also have the ayachal yayachal mipsar zevach shlama b'yoyim mashlishi. So use that b'yoyim mashlishi to tell you that it's a mokum mishulosh of dam b'basam ibrin. How are you going to go and tell me? But that pasuk is not an ibrika pasuk. I need that pasuk to tell you all the dinim of pigol. No, it is Ibrik, because the pasuk right before it says Rashi, "Va'anoyse mepsar hazovach b'yoyim hashlishi bo'esh yisarev." It already says in Parshas Tzav that noyser b'yoyim hashlishi bo'esh yisarev. So now the next pasuk didn't need to say b'yoyim hashlishi; it already said b'yoyim hashlishi. So the next pasuk could have said v'be'ochel ye'ochel mepsar zevach shlamav lo yerotze. Why does it have to repeat again? The Bayoyim HaShlishi. So that Bayoyim HaShlishi is also superfluous, also Ibrik. Since it's Ibrik, I don't need a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. I can learn it from the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav. It's Omer Ravashi Amrit L'Shmata Kami D'Rav Masna and Omer Lein. He told me, he may hasam, if I would learn it from the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, have a minna, I would think that I should go and do it with a Prat Uklal. Besides the Prat cloud, I would say Yochel B'yoyim HaShlishi is Prat. It's got to be a Mokoy Mishulosh, meaning outside the Azar. But then the Pasuk continues on, Pigol Lo Yerotze, Pigol Hu, Shetachim Pasuk, Pigol Yia, and therefore that extra Pigol comes to tell you Klal. V'nasa Klal Moisiv Ala Prat, V'yisrabu Shar Mekoymais. The Shlishi alone takis takimokim mishulosh, but Pigol come to tell you anywhere, and therefore I would say the klal is moisvel aprat to tak anywhere. Kamash alone, that's why I have to have the second pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim to tell you dafka b'yoyim hashlishi amokim mishulosh and nowhere else. The chutz l'mekayim machshav is only chutz lazara, and not if he has in mind for the heichal. All of that is very fine. But now the Gemara goes back to really to the very beginning of the concept of pigul. If you look in the pasuk and you learn a pashut azim matkalent and chayder, the pasuk is not talking about machshavas; it's talking about a person who eats. A person who eats b'yoy mashlishi on the third day, lo yerotze. Where do you get this machshava business from, and or according to Rabbi Cohen, this dibur business from? Where does this come from? And that's what the Gemara is going to address now. Oh, zeigit. But that's one of the terutzim of the Gemara. That's not the first terutz. The Mi'at Hashem, we're going to get to a number of terutz. So the first terutz is the Torah Rabbanan. The Me'ach Liyachem Zazev Shlomav. Amr Blazer Koif Ozne Cholishmoya. Bend over your ear to hear and to listen very carefully. Why? Because if you're not going to listen in Cheder through the rest of your life, you're going to think that this pasuk is talking about a person who's eating by Yoy Mashlishi. But that's the wrong pshat. The real pshat is the mechashiv lechol miziv chay b'yoy mashlisha kos medaber. A person who had in mind to eat on the third day, or he said bedibor like Rabbi Cohen says. Faitimarum, who says oy eini ele ba'oichol miziv chay b'yoy mashlisha? Maybe it's taka talking poshet pshat, poshet ivra. The person who eats it b'yoy mashlisha says imara amris. That cannot be the pshat because achashu kosher yachsam the apostle. What are you saying? You're saying that the carbon was brought perfectly. The shchita, mit the kabbalah, mit the locha, mit the zrik, everything was letter perfect, fine and good and right. What was the problem? That instead of eating this carbon shlomim within the first 2 days, he went to put it away in the freezer and he ate it on the third day. Shtei yetzim pasik. The meyach yochem zar shlomo b'yom hashlishi lo yeiratze, no good. Hamakrivoy said lo yechoshev lo yepigul ye, no good, no good. Fektimar, how is that possible? Achashu kosher, once you certified that this carbon was super, super glad kosher, the best carbon in the world, met ale gut zrikis, met halochas, met kabbalas, met alles, now you're going to tell me 3 days later, oh, it's possible, the whole carbon is no good. How can you go and say the carbon is no good, lamafreya, 2 days? It doesn't make sense. It's impossible. And therefore, muzdach zayin, that the psul came at the time of the hakrovas our carbon, not sometime days later on.
We have the type of thing that's not so.
Why not so? Why? Why is everybody so upset? Yeah, what's up to it?
The mice is, it said this sounds better, but the truth, it doesn't, it's not so impossible.
Right.
The whole thing that if you have machshav, it sounds.
But days later?
If you have a machshava, which you wouldn't know, so it's also no good. So days later, so this whole thing is how they're interpreting it. So
okay, good. And what's your question, Barry?
From the Durham, we have a Taurus in the Durham, the Mafreya, you can take it and go back in time.
So I'm a little Akiva. Akiva says, what are you telling me that I don't find anything like that, that the Mafreya I uprooted? Hey, Matina, we do find it, such as, Barry says, by Nedarim, but you can also have Vizab, Vizab, Vishmeres, Yoim, Kenegid, Yoim, Shem, Becheskis, Tahara, Vikim, and Chirol, Sosru. What does Igmar mean to say? By a Zab and a Zav, the Allah is, if you have a Zav Godel or Zav Gedoyla, they have to go and count 7 clean days. What happens if they count day 1 and day 2 and day 3 and day 4 and 5 and 6 and all 6 days was perfect? No blood and no nothing, no ziva, no gunish, everything was letter perfect. And then guess what happens on day 7? Unfortunately, the Zav or the Zava sees a ziva emission. What happens? It's soiser. All the previous, how can it be soiser all the previous days? Didn't you just said a moment ago, achashu kosher yachsvi possible? And the answer is yes, it's taka possible. You soiser the previous days, and you gotta start all over again.
But even though this case is not the same, because here when you have the soiser, you could think that, oh, it really was always there, you just didn't notice it. And over here, it's only on the maisa, the first maisa. It's true, that's what we say, but it's not necessarily the same case.
Like you're saying it's not 100% parallel.
Right,
but you do see the concept, like you were saying before, and like Barry was saying before, that you could be oikis something lamafreya. That what everybody thought until now was holy and kodesh and fine and good and vile, 7 days later it's no good and you gotta start all over again. It's made by this carbon too. The carbon was taka wonderful, mitagut tezrik and a kabbalah, mitailoch, and everything was perfect. But maybe if you eat it 2 days later, when you're not supposed to eat it by yom hashlishi, maybe it's oikis lamafreya, the whole thing is no good. As we pray Timar, with the Shemer Shem Keneged Yoim is the same type of concept, as you know, by a Zovak Tanen, Nishka Zovak Doyle. Meaning, that after she finished off her 7 days of Nida and she toibult, then from the, after the Nida days, you start the Yud Aleph Yoyim Shebe Nida L'Nida during those 11 days. If the woman sees blood at any time, then she's only Shemeris Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. What means Shemeris Yoyim Keneged Yoyim? Means that day she is Tamei, and then the next day she can go and Toivul. However, she only becomes Tohar if she sees no further blood that day, and that night after Herif Shemesh, she's totally Tohar, she doesn't have to count anything, no Kabbonis, everything is fine. If in fact she does see blood that second day, then the third day again she has to be Shemeris Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. And if she sees blood that third day, then she'll become a Zavag Dayim. But the point is, what happens if day number two, she had seen blood on day one? Day number two, she goes to the mikvah lemushal in the morning. She's supposed to wait now for Erev Shemesh at night. And what happens if 5 minutes before Shkia, she sees blood again? It's soiser the previous day, and she's got to start all over again to be Shemeres Yoyim another day. Why? Everything was torah until now. She watched and good and clean, everything is fine. Oh, so you see the concept that even though she was Tohar, Yachzavi Apostle. So maybe the same thing over here, Yachzavi Apostle, is in the Kimit Shiro Sosru, Afatal Tismal Zejav, Bishochshashi Yachzavi Apostle. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Lezer, your Raya Nishka Starke Raya, maybe the Pshat and Posig is Taka Poshit Pshat. It's Amalei. So just Rabbi Lezer Tzarik, Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Kiva, Hari Oimet, that's why the Posig says, Hamakrif. In other words, continuing on the pasuk, the Me'achel Ye'achem Zarzevach Shlomo B'yem Meshlish Lo Yeratze HaMakriv Oisai. Why are we talking about the makriv? Here we're talking about eating from the karm. If you're learning Parshat Pshat in this pasuk, who's eating the shlomim? The Baalim are eating the shlomim. The Baalim are Yisraelim or Levim or Kehanim. But anybody, any Baalim can go and eat the shlomim. He's eating it somewhere in Meisharim, not Meisharim, but outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay, within the old city of Yerushalayim, he's eating now his carbon shlomim. Now we're saying, if you eat it on the third day, then the makrivoyser, the one that was makrivit to the... What does he want for the makrivoyser? The makrivoyser is a wonderful guy. He's learning now the daf yoyim, and he's chazering, and he's learning, and he's bringing avoid of his migdash. But so that's the time, because this guy is eating the carbon chutz lizmanai after on the third day. What does it have to do with the makriv? Is the chasimin the taka we're talking about b'shasa krova? Those are the omele harayim hamakriv b'shasa krova nifsal v'ne nifsal b'shlishi. What we're talking about is that the makriv is the one that caused it to become possible. How did he cause it to become possible? Because of his bad machshavos. Rashi says you have to continue on. Hamakriv oisay lo yechoshin. Mr. Makriv, don't start thinking bad machshavos of chutz lizman, chutz l'mkoymai. You're the bad guy, the makriv. Aha, okay, so now we understand where Reb Lezer is coming from. It's the makriv that did something wrong, b'shas akrova. We're not talking about that he ate it b'yom hashlishi, he's only being makriv it now. So it must mean that he had a bad machshava for 2 days later. Or maybe pshat zazei, hamakriv, elezek koyin hamakriv. Maybe what the pasuk is coming to tell you is that when the pasuk says lo yeiratze mit lo yechoshev lo pigel yeah, they were talking about not only that the korban becomes ashtik pigel and ashtik posel, but the koyin himself becomes ashtik pigel, and therefore the koyin himself would be disqualified from doing the avoda. We would suspend him, we would censure him, we would reprimand him, and we would say you're a bad koyin. Maybe that's what the makriv oyster to tell you that the koyin is the bad guy. Says Imor, no, that cannot be pshat. Kishu oimer, says in the pasuk, b'zeva, kishu oimer oisoi. Since it says in the pasuk, hamakriv oisoi. Ah, b'zeva chum medaber, b'medaber b'koyin. The oisoi comes to tell you that what becomes the pigle? Hamakriv oisoi. Lo yichoshev loy. Pigle yeah. The pigle attaches to the oisoi, meaning to the carbon, not to the makriv. So why do we bring the makriv here in the pasuk? We must be bringing the back of the pasuk to tell you that Bahakrova nifsal, the psul pigul is at the time of Bahakrova, because of the bad machshava, but not because of the eating later on the third day. Its bottom line is, according to Blazer, the Rai is from the extra hamakriv, that Bahakrova nifsal. Ben Azi says, Oisai doesn't come to exclude the koyin. Oisai comes to tell you, Matamalim, the Fishan Emet says the Pasik, Loisai Acher Lishalmoi. As you know, when a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, you gotta bring the carbon fairly quickly. You cannot put it off for 5 years. That's what they call the halacha of Baal Ta'achir. Now, when does Baal Ta'achir hit? Is a machloikis in the Gemara, a multi tanoim machloikis. The way everybody typically says is after 3 Yom Tovim, but it depends if it's in order or not. It could be up to 5 Yom Tovim. Anyway, we don't have to go into all the intricacies of Baal Ta'achir, but the point is, what happens if a person was me'achar his carbon? He brought the carbon a year later, 2 years later, beyond the Baal Ta'achir time. There's no question he's over in this in the Torah. The Torah says, Lo yisi acher l'shalmai, don't be ma'acher. He was ma'acher, he's over in this. But what happens if he taka brought the carbon late? Is that carbon kosher or not? Sol kadai to chaminitri apostle carbon, it's already a year late. Oh, kamash malon, hamakrim, oisoi! Oisoi, yochlap machanidr shloi b'lei ratze, tamalim, oisoi, oisoi b'lei ratze, vina machanidrai b'loi ye ratze. So although it's taka late carbon, opposite good to carbon, so kosher carbon. Of course, there are certain kabbanis that have to be brought during within certain time periods, a ben shana. So either it's talking about those kabbanis where that's not a ma'akiv, or it's talking about that he was only mafresh the carbon 2 years later. Not that he was mafresh it today, and he's said, I'm going to bring it, and he's oiv about ta'achir. He's not made a neder, I'm going to go and bring a carbon. He has to bring that carbon within the allotted time period, either within 3 yom tov, 5 yom tov, 1 yom tov, I got to shayli, gemara, machloikis. But whenever he afterwards was mafresh it 2 years later, according to everybody, he's oiv about ta'achir, but the carbon is fine, he was only mafresh it at that time. Okay, anyway. Bottom line is, says Ben Azza, use the oisoi for a different drasha. Acherim, my master. Now the acherim comes like in Zerug Taira Gabba just said. How do we know that the pasuk is talking about machshava? Maybe the pasuk is talking about literally a person who eats the karma yoy mashlishi. It says in the pasuk, lo yechashiv loy pigal yeh. Bushteps lo yechashiv. What are you talking about? Lo yechashiv. Machshava nisam and nifsam bashlishi. Aha. Okay, so bottom line is at this point, I have now two mekoyrois that this pasuk is talking about a bad machshava, and we're not talking about an actual real achila. What's the raya? Number one is a blazer mit hamakriv, and now we have the achirim who learn it from lo yechoshev. Thank you, Mora. Uben azai the bezevach hakosim medaber ve'ena bekoyin minolei. Remember, we had Ben Azai a moment ago. And Ben Azai said, I use the oisoi lemute, the person that was bringing his carbon late, the Baal Ta'achir guy. What did Reb Leza and Reb Akiva say up on top? I might have thought that the makrev is referring to the koyin. That's why it says a makrev oisoi. Ois is referring to the carbon and not to the koyin. But since Ben Azai uses the oisoi for this Baal Ta'achir drosha, how does he know that the makrev in the pasuk is actually referring to that the koyin doesn't become a shtik pigol? He doesn't have the oisai to tell us that. He learns it the same way as achirim learn it. Now, really, the achirim, which we just learned now, they don't address the issue of koyin or zevach. They address the issue of b'machshavu nifsa b'ena nifsa bashlishi. But Rashi explains that because they have that drasha of that machshavu nifsa v'ena nifsa b'shlishi, that's a focus on the carbon itself. Because if you were talking about the koyin who was makriv, you're talking about the koyin who was zeveach, it wouldn't be shayach to go and say about him that that koyin should go and be posel b'shlishi. I can say that the carbon becomes posel limafreya, that instead of the carbon being kosher by the fact that a person ate it 2 days later, maybe like the Gemara's Havamina, we should say that it's bottle of mafreya, no good. But you can't go and say that because the Yisrael who eats the carbon by Yom HaShlishi, that should go and passel the carbon, the koyhein limafreya. What did the koyin do? The koyin is a chafayin erlech yira tzadik. Just because you have the oichel is eating 3 days later, that's the problem of the koyin. It mushduch zayin that the achirim are learning pshat in the pasuk that we're talking about the zevach, not about the zoyveach, not about the koyin. So therefore, I don't need the oisoi to tell us this halach. The bayisema abach nocha pshat mirachsid. The pasuk says lo yeratze. It says bayoy mashlishi lo yeratze. That the word lo yeratze is a lashon ritzoi. Says the Gemara for lo yeratze zivchohu. The word ritzoi only passed by a carb. Ritzu means that it's oily lefun of l'rotzai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with this carbon. And if the person is mafagel the carbon, lo yirotz, Hashem Yisbaruch is not happy with the carbon. But the word ritzoi is not shayach, it's not appropriate for a person, it's only appropriate for a carbon. Okay, so you don't need the oisai. Veiti mara. Uben azai, oisai b'lo yirotz, vein ma'ach nidah b'lo yirotz, mehocha nafke. You're learning it from the oisai. I have other sources, other mekoyrois, that a person who brings his carbon late, he's over about to acher, that the carbon is still kosher. Where do I know this? Another acherim. Who's, by the way, who's the acherim?
Remeir.
Why was he called acherim?
The plot.
Because they made a plot with a rebellion against whom?
I
think of Shimon Gamliel, no?
Yeah.
And he made a ganzer plot against them.
Embarrassing.
Very good. And because of that, they, in a sense, demoted him. Not really demoted, but Lamasa, from now on, we no longer refer to him. Mayor,
should
change
the etiquette.
Right. What was the etiquette? Because everybody stood up, or some people stood up in the first line, and everybody to least sit down. Oh, Baruch Hashem, everybody remembers. Good. The sign yachir amoy mem retzach du vein rameir. Vajok to rameir, yach li e-bechor she-ibra she-nosoy. I would think a bechor which is already too old. What means it's too old? Because when a person has a bechor be-edroy, he gives it to the koyin, and the koyin is supposed to go and bring it before the first birthday of that bechor. How do I know? Because the pasuk said the gabi bechor lefnei Hashem teichlenu shana bishana. What's my shana bishana? Within its first year of its birth. Aha. So yachi bechor ibishanosai kipsuli hamakdash nipasul. What happens if the kohen waited and he said, I got plenty of gedol, plenty of patience. I'm going to go and bring this bechor a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. I would think it's possible. Now this maser we're talking about is either maser rishon or maser sheni. That my maser ain't nifsal mishana lechaverta. Maser doesn't become defiled or puzzle. You can hold on to maser up to the third year until the zman biur, which by the way is the same day on erev Pesach, like we do the bir chametz. You have to go and be mavair the trumas and maisers. Every year you can store your trumas and maisers in the warehouse in the storage until a kohen or levi comes on the scene that you want to give the Trumas or Maisers too, but by the third year you gotta be artia kodesh menabayis, you gotta let it out, and at that time either consume it, give it to the kohen, or it has to be burnt. And anyway, so my maser in nifsal mishana lechaverta, just like maser, you got plenty of time. Oh, so now this bechor, that's zikr, a case of someone that's bringing the bechor that he's over bal ta'acher. Because the kohen should have brought this bechor within a year, and he sat on his seat and he did not bring this carbon bechor within a year. I would think it's possible, k'mashmalan, it's not possible. So you see that bal ta'acher doesn't possible a carbon. Why do we have to have ben azai telling you that we learn it from the pasuk of oisai? I can learn it from the din of bechor, from the fact that it's hukish bechor to maser. Everything more itzrich. So could I tell him, I need both psukim. I would think, hanemid bechor la barhart sohu. Maybe only by bechor you can bring it a year later, 2 years later, because bechor is not for ritzui purposes. What means ritzui purposes? Every time you go and bring a carbon on your own, or even if it's a chiv, you're doing it for some purpose. For instance, if you bring a chatos, you want to be mechaper on a chet that if you did it be mezid, you'd have to go and get chas v'sholom karis. If you're bringing carbon oila, you're bringing it, for instance, you want to be mechaper on bad machshavis, on hirhuri aveira. If you bring a shlomim, you want to bring a doira, and you want to make sholom, bein avin l'shamayim, and klal yisrael, out there, gutta gutta zach. By bechor, the reason why the kohen is bringing it for a carbon is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said you got to bring it for a carbon. Not because he had any particular motive, ulterior motives, nisha, interior motives, exterior motives. by a Bukhari, you gotta bring it, whether you like it or not, that's the halacha. So therefore there is no ritzui concept, says the Gemara. So I would think, since a Bukhar la bar hartzohu, that's why you can bring it a year later, 2 years later, and it's still kosher. Abel kachim, but by any other kachim, such as a chatzas, metan oil, meteshlam, etc., to bnei hartzohan, you know, emeloi lirats, I would think that it's a possible carbon if you don't bring it on time, kamashalom, that's why you have to have the oisai for freiti Gemara. I have yet another mikoyer to this halacha that a baal to acher carbon is a kosher carbon. It says in the pasuk, "Oyeh b'chachet v'lebekabon chachet." V'usayt oyeh b'chachet v'lebekabon chachet. This pasuk, "Oyeh b'chachet," is a continuation of the pasuk of l'sa'achel shalmoi. You got to bring it, because if you don't bring it, "Oyeh b'chachet," if you don't bring it on time, you're going to have a chet. So the dash thing more, "Oyeh b'chachet." You, the owner, you're going to have the chait. The korban is an innocent bystander. The korban was ready to be brought a long time ago. So therefore, the korban doesn't have the chait, meaning that the korban will be a kosher korban. If that's the case, I invite to anocha makor to the din about to acher. Why does Ben Azay have to have the oisai for? He says, I use that for a different drasha altogether. If a person brings his carbon late, he has a chait, and his wife doesn't get chas shalom any type of sin or punishment. Why would I think a wife? What does a wife have to do with it? If you have a person who's a gazlan, he takes money and he doesn't give it back. A terrible guy. Chas shalom, rachman litzlan. Nebuch, one of the oinshim that he gets is rachman litzlan, that his wife passes away. How do I know that? Shnem, it says in the pasuk, "Imein v'chol ishalem." If chas shalom, you don't pay your debt. Lam yikach mishkav chumitatecha. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu taking away your mishka from under you? Meaning chas shalom, taking away a person's wife. So why was that the oinish? Because a person was a bad guy. He didn't pay off his debts. So I would think b'hayov and about the achen nami mesa. Here he also didn't pay off his divine holy debt. His holy debt was to go and bring the carbon bismamai. He brought it after the maturity date, after 3 months, after the 3 year regalim, 5 year regalim, whatever, he brought it too late. Maybe chas v'shalom there would be such a din, also ishtu shalot mesa, kamash malon, that's v'yeh b'chachet, not v'leh b'karbon chachet, not v'leh b'ishtu chachet. No, I'm a zoyis, if I need that drasha for that din, so that I don't have it as a makar for bal ta'acher, that it's a kosher carbon subsequently, that's why you have to have the oisai. Oisai comes to tell you that only over here by pigul lo yeratze. But when it comes to Baal Ta'ach, if you brought a carbon light, it's still a kosher carbon.
Okay, isn't that a more simple explanation?
What's it?
An explanation of based on, okay, she had the Bukhar. Yeah. I was thinking that she is responsible for the carbon.
It's a nice shot, but I don't think that's, what Rashi doesn't seem to suggest.
I would think
if it's her Bukhar, it's her chiyuv. If she has her own nechassim and she has her own bechor, then it's her chiyuv to bring the carbon.
Otherwise, why do we, especially involving the women here? The
only reason why we're involving the women here is because, unfortunately, Rabbi Loza says that a person who's a ganav or a gazan and doesn't give back money, one of his punishments is Nebuch, he loses his wife. Rachmana litzlan. Terrible, terrible thing. So I might think that over here the person also hasn't paid his debts in a timely fashion, meaning he didn't bring his carbon bisman. Right? Maybe this should also be a punishment, chas v'shalom, that the wife should die. Kamash malon, as nisht.
What's reverse? What if the wife is the one that owes money and passes away? Does the husband have to make up for the wife's?
It's a good question. In other words, our Gemara talks about if the husband doesn't pay, whether she dies. What happens if she doesn't pay, does he die? The Gemara doesn't really address those types of questions because in the good old days, women didn't have separate bank accounts, they didn't have separate income.
They weren't the bankers.
They didn't have their own last names.
They were not the breadwinners. Today, the women make more money than the men. The men are usually sitting in Carlo doing something else, so they're unemployed. It's the women that are here. It's a big problem. It's a combi size argument. It's a societal problem.
If you bring a corbin late, you bring a corbin. It's not lifting the cow. It's something when you bring. If you took it out of this man, it's not a korban anymore. What does that mean? It's a kosher. It's not a kosher. It's not a korban at all.
The chiv's on the gavra to bring a korban.
Bring a korban,
right?
Yeah. So there's no void. What do you mean? It's still okay. We're not worried. There's no korban anymore.
A person makes a.
If you didn't do it, you didn't do it.
A person makes a neder. He's going to bring korban oila.
And he brings it. And he was supposed to be brought on.
In within
Thursday,
a year.
And he brings it Friday. He didn't bring a korban. He shechted an animal. He didn't bring a korban.
What our Gemara is telling you is that's the oisai that if you didn't bring it in the right time, you're oiver and aveda, but you can bring the oila later on. You still have your neder.
The other thing is with the wife.
Yes.
And the wife. Mm-hmm. He didn't pay back. He never paid back.
Right.
But he brought a korban. So what do you mean? Why would you even think it? He didn't pay back. He didn't pay back. So it's such an idea that she's going to die. She's going to die. Over here, he brought the korban. What's it? What do you mean? He brought it late. If you want your holy, you brought the korban. So of course, he's not going to.
But let's say the person hasn't brought it yet. In other words, the 3 months or the five regalim have passed, and he hasn't brought the korban.
So the next day, she's going to be nifted.
I don't know the next day, but I would think chas v'shalom, just like a person who doesn't pay his debts over here, if he doesn't pay his karbanis in time, chas v'shalom, we also. I mean, the gazan also might pay back the gzela 50 years later. But in the meantime, he hasn't paid it back. We give him, presumably, there's some sort of divine grace period of 30 days, a year, 5 years, 10 years. But eventually, if they don't pay back, chas v'shalom, the spouse passes away. So I might have thought the same thing applies to kabbanis. There's no such thing by kabbanis. By the way, to ameliorate this terrible oinish that the wife passes away, you notice there's a small gimel in the Gemara. Elam kin mevakshim mimenu mamon. You see that gimel with a half a bracket. Mm-hmm. That brings you down to the right-hand side of the Shittu Kabbat. Says, and he says, we're not talking about in every single case, but rather that a person that we say, nu, pay your debts, and he says, I can't pay my debt because this is all meshubit for the ksuba of my wife. I can't give it to you, I have to give it to my wife. And they ask the wife, and she says, he's right, don't pay back, Yankel, hold on to the money because I want my ksuba. Oh, so therefore she's a co-conspirator, if you will.
So let him die. She dies. She dies.
What you're saying is a good point, but the point is that as Lizu Treblazer and Agimara, I can't argue with the Tana Namoira if he says that he has a Zakamola.
Say we don't understand.
I don't understand Pshat. You understand. I don't understand.
I don't understand Pshat.
Okay. I'm puzzled by why the Gemara picks on the fact that Bechor doesn't. There's no reason why Bechor. Bechor, a person can makes a decision and is over on Baal Ta'achir.
Right.
A Bechor is something that comes Mishamayim.
Right.
It's Kadosh.
Kadosh Meirechem.
Right. So it's not a question of Ritzui. The Bechor happens, it's, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have the option of choice.
Right.
The whole idea of Baal Ta'achir is the person has a choice and refuses to fulfill his obligation.
Very good, excellent.
So
your swar is very good swar. So it's all good. I recommend when you bring a Bechor later on, since it's not his choice anyway, the Torah says, forget about it. But over here, when it comes to a carbon that you are menader or menadev, it's your choice. Make sure you bring your choices in the right time. If you don't bring your choice in the right time, you bring it late, then I would think we throw the books at him and we say the carbon is no good. Kamashlan, in all cases, the carbon is good. Even if you bring it 5 years later, it's a good carbon. You're even about to, but the carbon is a good carbon.
My question is, you can't learn from Bechor for that reason. Because a Bechor doesn't have that quality of choice, it's not a source. Why does the Gemara choose to learn from that? A Bechor doesn't have a Baal
Ta'achir. Well, Ma'aseh don't learn from that. That's why we have to have two psukim. Okay. There's all the have a minute. Okay. I would have thought we learned from Bechor. We have a second pasuk from the Oisai. So the Gemara by Da'achir and Moir, Machshav Nifsal, Ve'en Nifsal Bishlishi. They say we learn from the word loy choshev loy that comes to tell you that it's Machshava. It's not the eating on the third day. It's the Machshava of going to eat on the third day. Remember, Reb Elezer learns it from the Hamakriv Oisai. So what does he need the Lo Yechoshev for? How do I know that one Machshava takes away the other Machshava? Meaning, like we've learned and we've said a number of times, that Pigel to be, make something Pigel and there should be a Din of Karis, is only if that's the only Psal. The only Psal was a Machshava Pigel. But if he had any other machshava that takes away the sting of the pigle, it will make it possible because of the other machshava, but it won't make it into pigle. Shneim says, "Bakli chashav loy lo ya'ar boy machshava zecheres." If you have in mind two machshavos, a machshava sai of chutz lizmanay and a machshava lemoshel of by a chatos and a pesach, he has in mind shaloi lishma or a mas of shini balim. Other types of machshavas that would passel it, so it becomes passel, it doesn't become pigle. For Mary Masti, Umrapyanai, Minayim, Machashva Kodshim, she would like it. How do I know a person who has a machshava by Kodshim that he gets malchus? You bad koyin that did the bad machshava, you get malchus. Nemar, lo yechoshim, that's an iser. So in other words, Parshim Shat lo yechoshim means that the machshava makes this carbon into a loy, into a bad carbon, lo yechoshim, and it's a bad carbon. The Gemara is learning lo yechoshim means it's an isalat. if you have a machshavas pigel, you're over a lot. And therefore, says Rabbi Yana, you get malchus. Feitimara, I'm going to bash them merry. Lav shem b'maisu. Lav shem b'maisu loyken olav. Maximum, we're talking about dibur. At the very least, we're talking about machshava. And neither of those are masa. So therefore, the chayyur, there shouldn't be a din of malchus.
How can you give asra also? How can you give asra on this?
No, you can go and say to everything, make a standard asra, like a Miranda warnings. Anytime a kohen goes to the avodah, you tell him, Mr. Kohen, remember, have in mind for good things, not for bad things. If you have bad things, holy
v'chas.
And he's makabla. And then he has a bad mashal. This is the famous Rabbi Yehuda that we had back in Masechet Sanhedrin and Shavuos. That he holds Lav Shem Ma'aseh Loikin Olav. How does he? Where do we learn it out from? Because he learned it out from the din of Lav and Nitik La'aseh. By Noisa. Okay. Zukta Mishnah Baitim. We're going to repeat now a lot of what we learned already yesterday and today about how pigel works. What's the whole mechanics? What's the whole procedure for pigel? Zekla. Kol Hashoichet. Ma'amekabel. Ma'amahalech. Ma'azoyrik. Lechol dovish adarka lechol ulahakti dovish adarka lihaktir, and he has in mind about achilas odom or achilas mizbeach. If he has machshav of kizayis chutzlam koimoi, posel the aim by chorus. If he has in mind chutzlas manoi, pigle b'chayavan olav chorus. Like we said, ublavad shiakav amatki mitzvosei. But all the matirim had to have been good otherwise. If any of the other avoiders are no good because of some other psal, then there's no din of pigel. Ketzer karva matki mitzvasa. Give me an example. Shochad b'shtika. He started off the shechita was b'shtika gishvin, meaning that he did not have a bad machshava. Quiet. And then kibbe v'halav hazorak chutzlis manoi. By any one of the other three, he did have a machshava chutzlis manoi. So there was only one time that he had a bad machshava. Otherwise, everything else was good. Or shishochad chutzlis manoi, he took out a bad machshava b'shas v'shchita v'kibul v'halach v'zorak b'shtika, but the others were okay. Or shishochad v'kibul v'halach v'zorak chutzlis manoi, or even if all of them he had a bad machshava of chutzlis manoi, but he didn't have any other bad machshava, the only psul was a chutzlis manoi dikah. Meaning that there was no other bad machshava hapoiseles in this kar. But ketzel like kar b'matki mitzvasi. Give me an example of a ket. If shochad chutzlam koimoi, he first had a machshava chutzlam koimoi, and then he had a machshava kibul v'halav hazorak of chutzlam manoi. So he had a mixed machshavas over here. One was chutzlam koimoi, and then was chutzlam manoi. Oi, shishochad chutzlam manoi, kibul v'halav hazorak chutzlam koimoi. In reverse, first was chutzlam manoi, and then chutzlam koimoi. Oi, shishach mekibav olav hazorak chutzlam koimai. He had a machshava chutzlam koimai, and then he had a machshava of a pesach v'achatz shishach to shloim v'shman. Mekibav olav hazorak chutzlam manai. Oi, shishach chutzlam manai kibav olav hazorak shloim v'shman. In other words, instead of just having only a machshava of chutzlam manai, he had a machshava of chutzlam koimai or a machshava of shloim v'shma by a pesach mitchatz. Meaning by any other carbon, by a shlomo or an oil, if he has a bad machshava, it's a kosher carbon. But since it's a kosher carbon, it would vait to be pigel. So in all of these cases, if he had a mixture of machshava, any one of the preceding cases where there was a mix up, meaning one machshava of chutzlis manai, but in addition thereto, another machshava of either chutzlim koim or shloim lishma, all of these cases, it does not become pigul with a capital P. It doesn't have a din of kareis, it has a din of pasul. As a pasul of Abbe, it is. Either because of the chutzlim koimai, or because of the shini koidish machshava bad, it's pasul. But it doesn't become pigul of yesh by kareis. Now the next case, lechoid is just a repeat. Lechol kizayis b'chutz, and then afterwards he has a machshav of kizayis l'mochar, or kizayis l'mochar, kizayis b'chutz. And the Gemara is going to ask, why are we repeating this again? Kizayis, lechol kizayis b'chutz means a kizayis of chutz l'mkoymai, kizayis l'mochar means chutz l'zmana. Or if he has kizayis l'mochar, which is chutz l'zmana, then he has kizayis b'chutz, is chutz l'mkoymai. Why does the Mishnah repeat this again? And the Gemara is going to have a machloikis between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan about this repetition. One man the Yom is going to say that the Mishnah is being machadish, a new din of Erev Machshavois in the same avoider. Until now, we talked about different avoidas. The bishas the shechita yad amayin chutz from koymoi, bishas the kabbalah chutz lezmanoi or fakert. And here we're talking about in the same shechita bishas yishachting as a machshava, both chutz from koymoi and chutz lezmanoi. We'll see mechem machlokes gemara in another month. Okay. Then the Vayit Mishnah says kechutzi zayis lamacha kechutzi zayis lamacha. I'm sorry, kechutzi zayis. I'm skipping over here. Kechutzi zayis b'chutz kechutzi zayis lamacha or kechutzi zayis lamacha kechutzi zayis b'chutz. Meaning that for each one of the two, we only had a halba machshava. He had a chutzi shir by chutz lezmanei, chutzi shir chutz lamkaymai. I might have thought that it's not mitzaref, kamashman, it's mitzaref, but it's only mitzaref for the lowest common denominator, which means for possibly in b'karis. You can't go and give him karis because he didn't have a full shir of chutzis manoi, he only had a chutzis shir chutzis manoi. Amar Rav Yehuda disagrees with one of the fundamental halachas over here. He agrees about it that there is this inyan of two machshavas, of one machshava can kali a mach and can dilute the other machshava. But he says it depends in which order. Says the Yehuda, Zeaka, Kol Shemachshavas Hazman, Kol Machshavas Hamakayim. If you start over with Machshavas Hazman, then it's Pigol V'chiyav and all of Kareis. V'Machshavas Hamakayim, Kol Machshavas Hazman. But if the Chutz L'Makayim my Machshava came first, possibly aimed by Kareis. In other words, you look at the order, whichever came first, that's what's Koveya, that it becomes Pigol, like Pigol She'esh by Kareis or Pigol She'aim by Kareis.
Could you have that by order that you can make a decision as to what it should be?
Oh, so we're going to have Mitchum a whole sugi about that tomorrow, whether you say Tophis Lashon Rishon, Tophis Lashon Achrayim. For instance, a person says about a carbon, this should be a Tmiras Oila and a Shlomim. Does it also become a Shlom? Does it become an Oila? Does it become both? Mitchum, we're going to talk about that tomorrow in much greater detail.
Anyhow, it's mixed up, so.
Let's just finish off the Mishnah. The Chum say, no, it makes no difference whether Zman comes first or Malkum comes first. In all cases, it has the status of Iruv Machshavos. It's possible in Bekars. Now, what happens if he had a Machshava? Lechol Kechutzi Zayis and Lahakti Kechutzi Zayis. Oh, he wants him to start at two Chutzi Shears of Achilas Odom with Achilas Mizbeach. I'm going to be Makter a Halbe Kezayis of Ayman on the Mizbeach, and I'm going to eat a Halbe Kezayis of Basar Shalaydim Koymer Shalaydim Manoi. Then it is Gunish. It's caution. Shein Achil Vaktorah Mitzdarvin. Achil Mitzdarvin cannot be Mitzdarvin.
Listen, let's ask a question. I don't know.